Welcome to the PA Podcast. Today's episode is a little different because it was actually never meant to be a podcast. The guys got together one night when I was unavailable, and what started out as a test for Travis's new recording equipment turned into a conversation where the guys just had a lot of fun and they had a great time. So I decided that you all will get to listen along with me, and I'll throw in a comment here and there, and we'll hear what Father Brian, Tag, and Travis talk about when I'm not around.
BK, how are you?
I'm doing real good. How about you?
Good, good. See you in a while.
Yeah.
I fixed my fucking mixer again.
Yeah, no, you told me. I told you it was the cord.
No, it wasn't this time.
Oh, what was?
It was doing the same thing. On the effects channel, it was just a programming deal, and it was feeding back.
Gotcha.
I had to pull the manual out and actually read.
Oh, man. You know what? That actually does help with those.
Damn, man.
Especially with the effects themselves.
You know, they actually hire people to write those, so it's probably good to read them. Those poor guys put all that time into that, and nobody reads them.
I wonder if they had a Spanish guy and a regular guy.
I think they did. Or they ran it through Google Translator. Yeah. Well, we go through that at work all the time. I said, you know.
Oh, for those that don't know, Tag works in IT. This is the silly stuff he puts up with every single day.
Well, we do that about reading the screen and stuff. I was like, well, this happened to that. I said, what did it say on the screen? Well, I don't know. I said, it tells you what was wrong. Can you tell me what was wrong? I don't know what it said. I said, well, then I don't know what's happening because the screens are informative and they kind of lead us to a solution.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee. I don't know. What do you guys think of that crazy shit about that guy just going crazy? Start biting that guy's
biting
face.
Oh, God.
About that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, guys. Okay. I admit it's fucking Florida. I'm sorry I live here. I came here for the job. I make no excuse for Florida.
Did you see my comment on there? Like, yeah. The guy probably had a dimpled chad. Some people hate dimpled chads there, and a lot of people hate dimpled chads there in Florida.
Oh, yeah, I see stuff like that, and I'm going, where's the fucking mothership, man? Where is I'm waiting for the mothership. I'm not.
I heard he was on meth and acid, a combination of meth and acid.
Well,
then
yeah,
I heard he had eaten a bunch of bath salts. That's a way that the bums are getting high, is to eat bath salts. Then I heard
the terminology. Yeah.
Then I heard something that he has a disease that makes him actually want to freaking eat flesh.
Zombieism.
I don't know, dude. But just
a pop glitch.
What'd you guys hear?
What I read in the, you know, watched on the video.
Well, the last thing I read on it was that the bath salts is a. It's not bath salts that you use when you're taking a bath. It's a terminology for a combination of like meth and all this shit. But it's a name they use in the drug culture called, hey man, give me some bath salts, and they smoke that shit. And it's like, okay.
So yeah, it's probably just a mixture of
it's a mixture of crazy shit that makes you stupid nutty.
Yeah. Wow.
But man, for that, and did you see that thing that Melissa put up there about another guy eating some guy's brain and stuff? I'm going, I'm not of this fucking planet.
And then there's another thing where they found some porn star in Canada that had been
He dismembered.
And sending him to like the parliament and shit.
Yes. It's like, I think the zombie apocalypse is what it is.
That would be apocalypse, Tag.
Easy for you to say, dude.
No, it's not. I always have trouble with that word. Why is that?
The zombie apocalypse, I think that's Justin Bieber.
No, that's no, that's what Reagan had, wasn't it? The pop. Oh, no, that was polyps. I'm sorry. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the apocalypse is among us.
Apocalypse.
We don't.
I can't even say it. It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I thought that was crazy. I mean, it's one of those things you don't even think is true, but unfortunately, it is.
Yeah, man. There's some fucked up people out there.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. I guess there always has been, and we're just really a lot more aware of things now, and, you know, but
yeah,
still.
I agree, BK. I think the information moves so fast nowadays.
Yeah.
That, I mean, something can happen in bumfuck Montana, and it's on the internet, you know. It's like,
yeah.
Exactly where in Montana is bumfuck? I want to visit there.
And, you know, when I was growing up...
Oh, don't worry about Father Brian there, folks. He keeps his tuberculosis mostly under control, but I would so hose down that confessional when he leaves.
That shit could have happened. You wouldn't hear about it, or, you know, it'd be in something from, you know, years gone by. And, oh, did you know this happened back in 1962? Oh, no, fuck, I didn't. Well, now, today, did you know this happened 10 minutes ago? It's like, ah, it's a Mitch.
Exactly.
And I think it's the information age that we're in.
Well, information and plus forensics and stuff like that. I mean, they could have come across a body and they'd be like, man, I wonder how the hell this thing got like this. You know what I mean? You know, but the last thing on their mind is that some dude was gnawing on somebody, you know? I mean, like, we don't know what happened, but he's dead.
Yeah, they could have said, well, they didn't have, you know, video. I think they had that on video camera is what I heard.
Yes.
Security camera, the
You
know, think back if that happened in like 1960, they'd say, "Oh, wolves must have came in there and bit his face off," you know, and or there was some honey badgers came in here, and then we see it on tape, and that fucking guy ate his face.
Yeah, it's crazy. So,
well, geez, when the cops showed up, they're like, "Hey, dude, get off him!" And he's still macking the guy's face. Cops shot him, and all he did was growl at the cop and then go back to macking his face again.
Man,
cops shot him again.
Definitely major drugs.
Damn, yeah, exactly.
That's crazy shit. So, but yeah, that's. I think it's what it is. I don't, you know, I think it's the information flows so quick now. It just overwhelms us sometimes. It's like every day I look, you know, I see headlines on my. You know, my Google homepage, I'm going, what the fuck now? This guy did this. This guy has child porn here. This guy did this. This guy kicked this person. This guy put ice cubes up. What the fuck?
And you're just looking for your name. You say, oh, God, I hope today isn't the day that it happened, that they found me out. Let me ask you guys something. Do you guys drink a lot of pop?
No, I don't drink any at all except for the diet 7-Up I do with my alcohol, but that has no sugar and no caffeine.
I don't drink a whole lot, but I get in the mood sometimes where I say, man, I just like to have some Cokes or some Dr. Peppers.
Is 16 ounces enough for you?
It is. Well, even before I stopped, it was. I mean, there is a time where I used to, because I don't drink coffee, where I used to go get a 44-ouncer in the morning. But
no, I could never drink that much. 12 ounces enough.
12 ounce? Are you fucking kidding me? I come more than 12 ounces.
Oh, there's Travis, keeping the show classy.
Oh, hope you have a big towel, dude.
I'm just saying, I mean, 12 ounces, that's kind of pussy, dude. I mean, that's like one can of Coke. If you're like walking out the door, you're halfway done with the motherfucker. You're throwing it out in the parking lot. Like, thanks a lot.
Dude, I ain't moving to New York, okay?
Well, I'm, you know, me neither, but it's just like, you know, 12 ounces. It's like you're walking out of the parking lot, you throw it in the, you like, recycle that for me, bitch. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
sometimes
serious.
I just need, hey, give me a Coke. That'll be good. That tastes good. Okay, that was great. Okay, carry on.
But why do they have to decide? Listen, I can let you have 16 ounces or more of sugary substance.
We were talking about that at work, and it's like, how can you fucking regulate portion size, you sons of bitches.
Well, excuse you, Father Brian, Piggy.
Is the stupidest thing I ever heard. You cannot. Okay, the next thing they're going to do is say, all right, because of cholesterol, we're going to say no steaks can be sold that are bigger than 8 ounces or 6 ounces.
Possibly.
And it's like, you can't say, you ain't going to regulate what I eat. Fuck you. Okay, give me public service messages about it, but I'm free to eat what I want to eat, drink what I want to drink. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, what if you're getting a tri-tip or something, and, you know, you get a tri-tip that's enough for a, you know, small family. Well, it depends on the size of the tri-tip. I mean, that can be enough for the family to eat. I mean,
Pete,
you know?
If
But I'm talking about pop. What about when you go to, like, you know, those places where they just have open fountain and you get like a 16-ounce deal, but you can sit there, you can fill it up fucking 12 times.
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, we brought that up too. I said, well, that's going to stop it. They're going to limit it to this size of a drink. And most restaurants have free refills. So they'll let
free refills. That is kind of hard to say.
Oh, they're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that really stopped it, didn't it? Sons of bitches.
Stupid.
Bunch of idiots.
Well, I don't like how they're getting in business, because what's going to happen? Do you think all of a sudden the businesses are going to be like, well, since they made us, you know, make the portion smaller, we're going to drop all the prices?
Nope.
No, they're going to charge you the same amount they were for the largest amount that they're legally able to sell, and the consumer gets fucked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and they still make their money. And that's the thing. Okay, if you went to McDonald's and you bought 2 small drinks instead of buying 1 large or 1 extra large, it cost you more. Because you know, if you look at the price increase from size, it's actually cheaper to buy, if you're going to drink that much, if you buy the bigger one, it's cheaper to buy that much liquid than to buy 2 small ones that equal that liquid. But they're going to end up selling more at a higher rate. And actually, a lot of the restaurants or fast foods will make out, but the consumer's going to get fucked. Exactly.
Oh, and you know how much money they make off soda? I mean, because they buy it in syrup form.
The markup on that. That's where they make their money, man.
The cups cost more than the soda.
Yeah, they make money. That's where their money comes in.
Yeah. And that's how, like, McDonald's around here, I think for, like, 89 cents, they'll give you a 44-ouncer, where if you buy a small, it's, you know, $1.80.
Go.
And the only reason they do it is because somebody helped pay for the cup, and so it's a promotional cup, like, got a movie or whatever on it.
Sure, yeah.
So how many ounces?
How many ounces should a fucking normal human being be allowed to have? How many ounces should these cups be?
I think that, dude, we grew up in America. I mean, it's obvious the socialists are trying to take over, and then they're going to tell you what you can get. But
they can
have
whatever they want.
Exactly.
That's what I'd say. But, you know, just say, y'all understand how many calories this is. If you want it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that one thing that floats around Facebook is pretty good, where it shows the bag of sugar, like, above the different cans of stuff, you know, like how much sugar's in each one, like, and then it has water, and of course there's zero sugar.
Personal responsibility when it comes to food. You can regulate safe food, but you can't regulate portions of food.
Yeah.
I should be able to go in and eat 5 fucking steaks and 10 plates of fries and a gallon of Coke if I wanted to. I don't want to, but I should be able to. That's what's called a free country. You agree?
By the way, yeah, I thought that graph, by the way, that you're talking about, BK, was a Whitney Houston tribute through the years, the amount of cocaine use.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, this is just Travis being Travis, folks. He is not sorry at all.
And in response to your comment, you know, all these people are getting kicked out of the freaking all-you-can-eat buffets. What's going on there?
Well, that guy owed them money, and he fucking ate about 20 pounds of fish. So
he didn't eat.
He had an outstanding tab, so they said you got to pay your tab or you got to leave.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different story. But yeah, you have to go now. You eat too much.
You hear about that once a year, though. Guy denied, you know, access on all-you-can-eat buffet, thrown out, is suing the place. He's so embarrassed that he can't eat anymore. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was that overweight, who was that chubby comedian? There was a comedian who used to do a thing about that.
Chris Farley.
Tag's looking for John Panette. He'll get it eventually.
Going to a Chinese buffet, and they said, You got to leave. You eat too much. You got to go now. Who was that?
I can't remember that one. Yeah.
Come on, Tag. It's John Panette.
Oh, I can't think of his name. I can see his face, but I can't think of his name right now. But that was funny shit.
John Belushi.
No. Oh, John. It was John something, I think.
SAG?
His last name started with a P, I think.
Did SAG do that?
No, SAG did not do that.
Did SAG ever ride his bike, like, 500 miles?
Did he?
That's coming up in November.
Here the guys are joking about Stephen Alan Green. We did an interview with him a few months back, and he's a stand-up comedian, and he's also the president and founder of the Laughter Foundation. I've recently done some volunteer work for his website, and Stephen is currently looking to fund a documentary that will follow him on a 305-mile bicycle ride from Los Angeles to the Smith Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he is putting on a fundraising show on November 18th. If you'd like to learn more about becoming involved with the Laughter Foundation or how to donate, please visit on the web at thelaughterfoundation.org.
He's working the charity thing until it comes up.
And he's in what part of the country is he doing this in?
California. Well, he's going from L.A. to Las Vegas.
Okay. Well, in November, okay, that'd be all right.
Yep.
He can't do it, though. I've seen him ride the bike. He cannot fucking ride that bike longer than maybe a fucking... Let me see who this is.
Well, most of it's flat, but there is some mountain section that you got to go over that's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see him riding that bike longer than maybe, fuck. If he could ride it 3 blocks, I'd give him $25.
Dude, we should set this up, man. Maybe do a live remote podcast.
If he could go fucking 3 blocks, I'd be shocked.
We'll get on a bullhorn and we'll be like, raise your hand.
Oh, here.
Give us a wave. Okay, ready in 1, 2, 3,
push
go!
Him. Push.
Okay,
push.
I just found that Chinese buffet thing. I'm gonna send this to you guys.
Okay.
It's John Panette.
Really? I would never have even.
Oh,
known.
It's exactly.
I'm sure I've seen it though. I'm sure. I remember that.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it too.
It is funny.
It sounded really
funny. It's funny shit. Let me send this to you anyhow.
I'd like to talk a little bit about Chinese buffets. I don't know if you knew this new development, but I'm not allowed anymore. They all have my picture with a big slash through it. No buffet. Buffet not for you.
I know y'all.
So what's up with Jenny? How come she's not on here with us tonight?
I was busy, guys. I get that way sometimes.
I don't know.
Did we try to send out a little message to her?
I haven't seen.
Well, I put messages up there that was going to be on here.
Okay.
I just sent. I sent all the link to the group thing there.
Thank you, sir.
Good old John Panette. He's funnier than shit. So it's a great bit.
What do you guys got going on this weekend?
Good leave now.
Still not that much because my car. I don't know. I mean, I might take the train down to Laura's, but I don't know. Nothing's set in stone yet.
Yeah. I'm pretty chilled on Saturday, but Sunday I got the
comedy show.
Jim Jefferies from Australia. He's gonna.
Yeah, he's funny. Actually,
he's probably gonna say the word cunt.
Yeah, he was funny.
It's the little things in life that make these guys happy.
No, he's funny. I've heard he was on Jay Moore's podcast, and he was funnier than shit. So now I've seen him. I've heard him on a few other ones, and I've seen I think he had a special on the cable and stuff. So yeah, it'd be funny. Yeah, $27. What the hell? Yeah, and I got a couple other friends going with me, so should be cool. So
be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful. There's a lot of fucking face-eating bastards out there.
I don't think they've had any reported in Orlando yet, so I think we're safe. I think Mickey keeps them away.
Dude, that would if Tag got half
his face eaten
off by a guy, that would definitely be a boost for our podcast.
Huge, because he'd be on national news and shit, and they'd be like, "Yes, tell us what happened." He'd be like, "PA podcast.
Listen to us on the PA podcast.
PA podcast. The story's on there. Go to PAPodcast.com. That's the only place I'm talking. It was horrible. You started biting my fucking face."
Let's hope that it doesn't take Tag getting his face eaten off to get folks to listen. You can listen without that, right?
That guy would have to be pretty fucking big to get close enough to bite my face.
His teeth.
But dude, you know what, dude? Now that it's out there and it's put in the minds of people, it's gonna happen again.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, there's people thinking about doing it. They're like, wow, that'd be so cool. Like, I get so much fucking attention.
going to have your Dahmer type people and your Hannibal Lecter type people going.
See, that's another thing. I mean, I know that there's been sickos out there. Like I said earlier, there's always been those sickos out there. But I think the more that people hear of it, the more that they're like, you know, there's, you know, it once it's put in the back of certain people's brains, you know, they start dwelling on it. You know, I mean,
there's
people
in the basement right now trying to acquire a taste for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes back to the information age. It's you had some strange people back in, 20s, 30s. I mean, there's been some weird serial killers and cannibalism type people back in the day, but you didn't have a ton of them. But nowadays, there's so much information out there. If you're halfway loony in your brain and you see this shit on TV and on the internet, you go, oh, that's me, man. That's me. And I think I agree. It brings out more than what would have been there if that wasn't publicized so much.
Same thing. I'll bet you a much lower, you know, percentage of women suck dick fucking in the 50s than do now. Now it's like now almost giving anal is a prerequisite for high school girls. I mean.
Oh, great. Father Brian's now ensuring that we keep maintain that 18 plus rating. I think he gets his info from the penthouse forums, though, honestly.
That's what I understand. Yeah.
Well, there are some benefits to the communication age. No. Oh, geez.
Where are you getting your information, BK?
Well, I've actually talked to my mom about it.
How many people out there would have that conversation with their moms? Must be a California thing.
My mom is constantly, you know, like when I have girlfriends or whatever, she'll pry in and, you know, start asking all sorts of questions. And when I get sick of asking the questions, I'll be like, yeah, she sucked my dick this morning before I went to work. I guess that means she loves me. You know, and my mom, I'm like, oh, Brian. I'm like, come on, mom. She's like, never, you know, that was her.
She was probably worried that they were fucking you up the ass.
Travis just showing off once again how classy we are.
So that was probably great information. She was like, oh, God, thank you. He's normal. Thank you.
But I'm...
No, I mean, I think there's a lot more sexual activity going on and stuff. But, you know, I mean, I think back in the 50s, it was still going on. There was just, you know, it was just more secret.
Yeah, and
definitely it was. I think there's been.
I don't think there's many wives that were doing it, but I think that, you know, I think there are prostitutes that would do it. You know, I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, there's been some stories come out about, you know, actors back in the day and shit, and their wild, crazy part, and people going, "What the fuck? It happened in the 30s? Yeah, it did. Wasn't on the news. Wasn't on the internet.
Well, of course it wasn't on the internet, Tag. It was the 30s.
And
yeah, we didn't have the TMZ society that you're talking about. You know, exactly.
It wasn't in front of your face so much.
No. Even when Kennedy was, you know, we found out more about what he did than what he was doing at the time.
Oh, yeah, over 20, 30 years past his death, it was like, he did what? He did where? He did when? He did who?
But we didn't ask questions back then.
And Bobby was in there too? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
And they were, the mobs and the Cubans and the, what the fuck? Nowadays, man, they, you know, shoot, they wipe their butt and, you know, the cameras are on them. It's like, hey, he wiped his butt 3 times a day instead of 2. Ooh, okay, film at 11.
That would suck, like, I think. I think that would suck.
Oh, God, it would suck.
I wouldn't want to be the president.
No. I think it's actually, I mean, I want information. I want communication. I think people should know what's going on. But my God, not just to make a buck. And is it helping anybody? Is it really useful information? 80%, 90%? No. It's bullshit. It's just something to make a buck and make you watch your show. And I think a lot of it just doesn't need to be said. And you can know it in your brain and say, yeah, well, shit happens. It's out there. I don't need to know everything everybody's doing. I don't want everybody to know everything I'm doing. So what the fuck?
Well, I understand that.
Well, we, you know, I'm going to write a biography one of these.
Just take a lot of pictures.
Oh, I've got those started already. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got them. I'm cropping them right now. So,
well, get me on the short list for publications.
Hey, you'll get a signed copy, dude.
Thank you. What do you sign them with?
Blood. No.
Okay. So it's a brush stroke?
That's right. Oh, but oh, that's crazy stuff.
It is. That,
this is a good talk, guys.
Well, yeah, I was just trying to test out this this thing. Thanks for letting me, you know, thanks for getting that going for me, because once I did restart that, it was cool. We're all good now.
You got
and I'm recording right now. I've done a recording and I've stopped it and I started it again. I'm still at a recording file size. It's growing at 26,316 KBs.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah.
The nice thing, you know, you can have it auto start, but you can stop it anytime you want and restart it. But it's great to have it auto start, because
that way you don't have to even worry about it.
Yeah, because you go, okay, I'm going to make this call. Oh, I forgot to start the record. Oh, shit. Well, hey, it's already recording. You don't have to worry about it. And you can always edit out the intro bullshit, you know, just let it flow and go back and tweak it.
Sort of what I usually do, but decided to leave this in so everyone can hear what I get to hear when I'm doing my job with editing. I pulled a bunch of recording technical stuff because no one cares about this shit.
Travis, on a side note, I just want to say that's a pretty damn good looking pizza that might get me trapped.
You might say yes.
Yeah, dude, that I love it because it's a little well done. That's the way I like it. Oh, yeah, that looks good.
Okay, now they're talking about stuff that Travis sticks on his Facebook wall. To be fair, though, that pizza did look really good.
It does look good.
It looks really good.
You would eat that?
Oh, yeah. I'd eat that all night long.
Posting pictures, in a picture. Pizza.
I fucking love pizza.
It's got the four. It's the only food on the face of the earth that has four major food groups, man.
Seriously, man. We need to get on the fucking phone. I need to send you guys some pizza when we're doing it and have a fucking pizza party.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking deal, so we can all get our pizza. Like, oh, your pizza just came. We're all on together. You know, we do this thing, and then we all fucking have some pizza together. It'd be fun.
Cool. I'm with you.
The Pizza Party PA Podcast. That's a lot of peas right in a row.
Ever since do you guys have Round Table Pizza, either of you?
No.
What is it?
Round Table.
Round Table. Is that it? So that's a franchise, or?
Yeah, it's franchise, yeah, but there aren't many of them out here.
Yeah, I don't think we have them here.
Yeah.
Do you have Godfather's?
Yeah.
Do you have Godfather's?
I had those up when I was up in Ohio. We had those in Columbus.
But you don't have them in Florida?
No, I haven't seen any down here, no.
I've never heard of either of them. Anyone out there ever have them? Leave us a comment. Let me know, because I don't have them here.
Because you've never had a taco pizza from there, have you, BK?
No, I have not.
Oh, fuck, it's good.
That sounds good, yeah, that does sound good.
Oh, it's good, man.
Oh, that goddamn TV again.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh, fuck.
Oh, he's wetting himself, hang on.
I'm like,
you need a few minutes, dude?
No, because I'm like, I honestly do that every once in a while. My wife gets pissed, but... Because it's just like, it's not good for you type shit, you know, but it's just so fucking good.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be a good pizza, though. Anyway, the thing about Round Table is they used to deliver to my place, even though the closest one was kind of far away. And they were expensive. You know, I'd get a deal, but they'd charge like $5 delivery charges and stuff. But, finally, because I ordered enough, they said, hey, man, there's always a thing. Ask them what the manager's deal is. And it's basically a one topping large pizza for $10.99. I'm like, oh, my God, because usually their pizzas are like, you know, $18, you know.
Right.
So I got that and it was great. And it still would cost me. I'd have to give a tip on top of the $20. I'd still have to throw in a few more bucks to finish out the tip. But, yeah, they closed it down, and it was so good. But, I mean, now I can't find – I mean, there's – Domino's is freaking horrible. Pizza Hut is horrible.
Well, I guess we're not getting any sponsorship from Domino's or Pizza Hut.
And I'm just talking about places that deliver, you know. I mean, it was great to have some place good. And I can't find a good restaurant around here that delivers.
Do you remember when you were a kid, though, how great fucking Domino's was?
Oh, yeah. But I think it was better, awesome. Wasn't it?
I think so. I think.
And I even remember in college.
Oh, in the early days. Oh, yeah. Oh,
it was awesome.
When it first started. Yeah.
I think it was, though. I don't think it, you know, had to do with us being a kid and not knowing better. I think it just was.
Yeah.
I think they just kept getting cheaper and cheaper materials to get their profit margin bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And they just got the cheapest shit. They actually became scientists at making food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. They skimped for the profits. Yeah.
You know, then Domino's went into that where they were like, cheese-like product.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
not
cheese.
That's the thing about Round Table is everything is high quality, and the sauce was the best sauce ever. I mean, as good as any sauce I've had, like in an Italian, you know, restaurant, you know, pizza.
The best pizza sauce is actually very, very basic. If you take a regular nice tomato sauce and you put just a little bit of Italian seasoning in that, barely, very nice. You don't need to really overdo it.
Yeah, you get your oregano and then...
Their sauce was a little spicy. An Italian spicy type thing. I mean, I liked it.
I cannot believe these guys are now talking about food and cooking. Whenever I'm on with them, they only want to talk sports. Guys, I will talk cooking with you. I don't like sports.
Just have the crushed, got to have the crushed red peppers on the table.
I love the crushed red,
And people can add them as they like them, and I love them.
Yeah, I do too. I'll tell you what, the
best pizza I ever had in my life was growing up, Columbus, Ohio. We had this little mom-and-pop pizza shop called Gino's Pizzeria. And it was a family-owned.
Yeah, that's where you got to find it, yeah.
And they were Italian. And, like, their parents had come over from Italy and blah, or Sicily. And, I would go there and sit and watch them make the pizza because, they'd make the dough. The yeast and the dough would smell so good. It was kind of a thin crust. They'd cut it in squares. And the sauce and the toppings and they... Oh, it was heaven.
Well, yeah, I mean, it comes down to who can make a good crust and a good sauce, and then use quality toppings. I mean, Domino's, you can't even taste the pepperoni on there. I mean, it's just, it's texture only. It doesn't have any flavor to it, you know?
No.
I mean,
well, this had love. You could feel the love in the pizza, and that's what food is really about. You got to have, you know, when somebody loves the cook, you're going to taste it.
That's Michonne. Oh, yeah. Michonne, the one that makes my lasagna. I mean, you know, she bitches and moans. I get up there around noon, and she's like, I've been cooking for 4 hours already, you know? And it's just like, whatever. I'm going to crack a beer and go out in the garage, you know? And, you know, 8 hours later, there's freaking a lasagna coming out of the oven and two in the, you know, in the fridge waiting for me to take home. I mean.
There you go.
She's like, and she's wiping fake sweat off her brow. You don't even know how much time and effort I put into this. I'm like, I do.
Yeah, you do.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, it's all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. You find those little places, and usually it's the off the beaten path.
Yes.
Mom and pop places that just kind of been there for a while. They've got a real pride about their food and what they do.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You see the same people in there, like, the whole time, and it's usually because they're, you know, an extended family, you know, I mean, you know.
Exactly. You go in, and it's like, hey, yeah, how you doing today? Hey, Bobby, hey, Joe, hey, you know.
Yeah.
And stuff. Oh, hey, yeah, get that pizza going. I love that thing, yeah. And it's such a, I miss that so much. It was just great growing up like that, though.
Yeah.
I was blessed to be, to go, you know, to enjoy that with my younger days. It was so great.
Oh, I swear it sounds like they all dropped their testicles somewhere. What's next? Knitting patterns?
So.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a place in Little Italy called Felipe's that's like that. It's not my favorite style of pizza because it's thick, like lasagna almost pizza, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, almost like you have to eat it with a fork and knife.
What's the name of it?
It's called Felipe's.
Felipe's.
Is that the place your mom didn't want you to go to because of the other thing?
Oh, no. That was Spanky's.
Oh, okay.
Ba-dum-bum. We won't go into that story.
If you were listening to the previous podcast, there was a reference made. If you weren't...
Yeah, this was a callback.
They are lying. There is no previous mention of Spanky's. You're free to listen to the other podcast and check, though. But I swear, there is no previous mention of a Spanky's that I can recall.
Yes, to episode 11, if you heard that one.
That's a really shitty name for a place, by the way.
Felipe's?
Go down to Felipe's. It's like, well, Felipe him off and tell him to change the fucking name.
Dude, don't care what the name is, dude. I don't care if it's fucking... Jeez, I don't care what it is. It's long as you got good food. We got this place here called Dick's Last Resort.
Seriously, I have no idea what they're talking about now.
And it's funny. If you wear a tie in there, they will cut your fucking tie off and hang it on the wall.
Is it only open from 2 to 2:15?
No. But the whole thing about it, Dick's Last Resort, one, they serve very, very good food, and they'll give it to you in a metal bucket. And then when they come to bring you like silverware and stuff, they just guy just kind of stands there and starts tossing it across the table. There's a fork and a knife for you, and they're totally rude. They will they're almost like you have to almost be like a comedian that just knows how to play the rudest guy in the world to work there. I mean,
okay, well, what you're describing is the Krusty Krab.
Krusty Krab from The Simpsons?
No, from SpongeBob.
Learn your cartoons, Father Brian.
Ah,
the buckets. The friggin' food, the insults.
Krusty Krab.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
You guys don't spend a lot of time watching, Nickelodeon, I guess.
I've watched plenty of SpongeBob.
Hey, Trav, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm force-fed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can sing songs that are obscene when I sing them, but are actually legal on kids' television. And you're just sitting there, like, today they're, like, sitting there and they're like, it's fun to boink. It's fun to boink. It's fun to boink. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I mean, they're right, technically.
Mark that tape.
Oh, yeah, I'm saving that clip. You folks will be hearing that again.
Yes, we're going to save this one for sure.
Yeah. No, but it's just, they can make anything seem fun. And it's just, it's fine. They're just having fun. And it's just like, that's the most obscene shit on television. Except for Oprah's Vajayjay, and they took it off the air, so.
Okay, this might seem like an abrupt change, but there was some not-safe-for-anyone conversation taking place, and names were involved. Since I don't have any getting-sued money, I cut it.
Gave it a whole channel. Yeah. Cooking comedy, I think I might be on that page. Seriously, that sounded good to me. I clicked like on that motherfucker. I was like, cooking and comedy. Yeah, okay. Fuck, I'll click like on that. I think I did click on that. I like food. I like recipes. I like cooking. I like,
Well, you should maybe check it out, dude. I mean, dude, passing recipes around is a great, great thing. I mean, you might listen to somebody's recipe and you're like, you know what? The way you put artichoke hearts in there, I think I'm going to put hunks of ricotta cheese and I think that would make it perfect, instead of the artichoke hearts. But I mean, it can give you an idea, of something to do.
Oh, here they go again. Why can't they do this when I'm on?
What's one of your favorite things to eat, dude?
Me? Yeah. Lasagna. I love lasagna. Well, dude, what I had the other night when I posted the picture, steak, baked potato, corn. I would rather have corn on the cob, but
oh yeah,
corn and a good bread. We had Hawaiian bread, and I do like Hawaiian bread, but I like more of a French bread.
Is it
bread.
That sweet Hawaiian bread? Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't had that.
It's pretty good, yeah. Yeah.
It's good, yeah.
It's definitely different because it's definitely got a sweet taste to it.
So what? Yeah. How's it made, do you know?
I don't really.
It's made in Hawaii. I know that.
What do they add to it to make it that give it that sweetness?
Sperm.
I don't even know.
I don't know. I can't identify this.
Is it honey or something like that? Or?
I think it is, actually. You could look. It's in a package, and they do like little loaves, or they do like little cartons
that
you can actually just pop in the oven, and they have wheat, and then they have the white, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, it's not an everyday, you know. I mean, I like to mix my breads, you know. I mean,
I have been trying to break Father Brian of using, you know, I mean, for months, and you can just hear our progress.
Nice sourdough is good, toasted sourdough for bread, but you know, nice French baguette is really good. You know,
I do all different kinds.
I mean, yeah, you got all different kinds. I mean,
like, let's see. Wednesday, I made like just some really good sourdough, and I just make some crab melts with some nice cheese, some Munster cheese.
Crab
with
melts.
A real nice sourdough.
Love Munster cheese.
What's that?
Yeah, I put the crab on the bread inside a pan, and I butter the sourdough, and then melt it, and then cover it, and make a crab melt sandwich.
Is it like open face?
No, I close it, and then I flip it over, and it's meant so you get that really nice
brown on both
texture
sides.
of the sourdough, and
yeah.
I put some lemon pepper and some butter on the inside.
Lemon pepper's good. Yeah.
With the crab, and then put the cheese, the Munster on each side, and melt it, and it's fantastic. But then, like, when we're just chilling, we'll just have like a, you know, like a skinny, like a baguette.
Baguettes are nice.
Ah, you bunch of girls.
Yeah, and what we use with that is you'll have some really, really nice olive oil.
Olive oil, of course.
And then some vinaigrette or some balsamic vinegar on another plate. And then you'll have like some tomato and some basil and some mozzarella. And
how do you do the tomato? I've never put everything else sounds about right. I'm not saying tomato doesn't. You just putting slices of tomato on there, or you put?
You slice the tomato, and you can get really nice tomatoes, and just make some nice slices, and then you put that with the balsamic and with the oil with the bread and and it just tastes so good together, especially with the little basil.
Hope y'all out there weren't hungry.
Fresh basil, you kind of chop it up and put that around with everything, and eat it all together, and it's just fantastic.
Sounds great, yeah. Trav. Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Sounds fantastic.
I'll send you a picture of it right now.
No, you're gonna send me a sandwich. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, let me show you.
You're going to send me a next day air.
Send me a sandwich.
Sandwich. You go send me a sandwich next day air. Yes.
So where's Jenny at tonight?
I'm not
sure.
She's
been pretty busy with her parents' move.
Yeah, I think that's she's kind of busy, I think.
Oh, these guys were awfully concerned about where I was that night. Guess I should have checked in with them.
Because she would have been on here. I mean, she saw our post that we were talking and stuff, so.
Yeah, she's not on Facebook. It's not like Tag where he's like, I can't come on because I need to go to sleep. And then, like, for the next 2 hours, we just sit there and laugh because we keep seeing him post on Facebook. Jenny's not like that.
That's the cat, okay? I told you that before.
That hasn't happened in quite some time, but yeah.
Well, I've tied his I tie his paws at about 10 o'clock.
Okay, I just put a picture of it up. It's on the same link that Tag sent the Pinette Chinese Buffet.
Okay.
It's right below it.
Ooh, now you're talking.
Sadly, I can't splice any video of the image that they're talking about, but I'll put it on the website if Travis gives me permission.
Yeah, that's what we do quite often. You know, we'll do some, if you note what the name of the wine is, if you can see behind it.
Yeah, let's see. It's not. I can't read.
You probably won't be able to get to it, Tag. You're a little too old to be able to read that.
Let me go get my granny glasses.
You can probably barely tell the difference between the olive oil and the balsamic vinegar.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, good olive oil is just.
No, okay. The far right says balsamic vinegar. I can see that.
The wine bottle in the middle says Fat Bastard.
Yeah. And olive oil on the left hand.
That olive oil is the best.
Okay, I like this. This is a little different than what I thought, Travis. Yeah. No, this that looks. I mean, yeah, that's good baguette bread right there. That's what I like a lot of times.
Would you like that?
Yeah, I mean, I would. I'd like it as a side. I wouldn't like it as a meal.
No, it's not a meal. It's an appetizer.
Yeah, just because.
It'd be a meal.
I just for some reason. I mean, I could seafood's okay, but I don't like doing seafood as a main course.
That's not
seafood. Isn't that crab on the right?
No, that's mozzarella.
I thought you said Munster.
No, Munster was on the sandwich that I made.
Okay, so I was
Munster
tripping.
With the crab.
Okay,
yeah. No, that's not crab at all. That
yeah, it didn't look like crab actually, but that's what I thought. I was still on that.
No, that was the sandwich I made with sourdough, with Munster cheese and crab, and then I put the then I was like, oh, and then here's a something that I do, something a different type of thing I do with the bread where I use a baguette. Instead of a sourdough, and that's how I got into that.
Yeah,
weren't you paying attention, dude?
That's halfway.
BK, this is recipe number two, dude. Pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, I had already gone through two recipes there. I'm sorry, I must have confused you. You got me talking about it, and I just
we couldn't stop thinking about that first one, dude.
Father Brian starts to lose focus after a couple drinks. You'll just have to forgive him on that.
Yeah. You know, let me know if you guys want. I mean, you know, a good cook will take a recipe that they've heard of or, you know, seen a book or whatever, and then they'll change it. You know, they'll tweak it to their liking. You know, the best of chefs do that. And if you ever want to know how to make the best of Kraft macaroni and cheese, you just ask me. I mean, and I'll set you up.
All right, dude. I'll keep that in mind.
Is the lasagna that you like, does it have ricotta cheese in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to stop to give Michonne a huge thank you for keeping this man fed. He raves about your lasagna every time we talk, so a big thanks from the PA team, Michonne. Oh.
Does it have sausage and hamburger?
Michonne will usually make, because she's vegetarian, so she'll, you know... Make she'll put spinach in and but the ones she gives to me to bring home generally have just hamburger meat, no sausage. But okay. I mean, it has probably three layers of ricotta, four layers of mozzarella, noodles. Like, I mean, it's probably about 8 to 10 layers. I mean, it's
it's heavy.
Oh, dude, I posted one time. It's in my pictures. I put one on a scale before I left, and it fucking weighed over 8 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
I swear, Michonne, we hear this every single time. Father Brian loves your cooking.
It's like you left with a baby.
And I had two of them, and that was the one that weighed more.
Twins. You walked out with fucking twins, and you didn't even have a fucking baby.
Trav, that was the next morning. After he ate it.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I went and bought these things. They're like, they're not disposable, but they're not. Yeah. It's not like full on Tupperware, but you know, you can wash them and keep them. But if you know, they're not Tupperware. Like if you stepped on one, it would probably break. But you know, they're big squares. You know, like maybe 4x4 and 4x4. And I bought those at the store. They're just perfect. And so. You know, make it with like my roommate, throw it in there, and then we just take. I mean, we can't even get through half of it when we're, you know, and my roommate's a big eater, and we still don't even get through half of one all. Probably about a third of it. We just fill up those like Tupperware things and throw maybe a couple in the refrigerator and throw the rest in the freezer.
Hey, BK, did you tell Trav about your cesarean you had to have?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
It was after that last lasagna, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's really is the sauce. And I mean, you know, her sauce takes probably 10 to 12, 10 hours to make, I would think. I mean,
that's love. That's love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she always makes me taste it. And she's like, what do you think this needs? And I'm like, I don't know.
But, it needs me to eat it. That's what it needs.
Is the sauce just, is it just the sauce, or does she put the burger in with that?
She'll put the meat. She makes the sauce first, And right. then she makes the meat, and then for the meat ones, she mixes them. Yeah, mixes it together so the meat's right. inside the sauce. But they aren't prepared together.
Okay. All right, well, she obviously knows what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah, one thing I knew, have you ever done Italian, like a sauce for spaghetti or anything like that, and it gives you, like, what do you call it, stomach, like, acidy stomach, like, or, you know, even start burping up acidy stuff?
Yeah, it can, yeah.
You know what you do to get rid of that is if you're making sauce and it's having that trouble is put some sugar in there. That's what I learned last time I was up there. She was making it.
Put some sugar on it. Yeah.
Sure, you put sugar. Sugar takes the acidity out of sauce.
Sure.
Yeah. I heard a song like that. Yeah, put some sugar on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Hey, guys, I got to get rolling. I got to go upstairs and do my thing.
Oh, Travis, for those who don't know, has a really hot wife, and Jessica is nice enough to let him play with us from time to time.
Been on for over an hour and stuff, but I was just testing this out. I think I tested it. I'm going to listen to you fuckers, and I'm going to see what the fuck you sound like. And then I'm going to have it.
So, there you have it. The guys just chatting and getting along great. This has got to be one of the best conversations these guys have ever had without a referee. And that's usually me. We always have a great time recording, but these three men can be competitive and intense. I hope y'all had as much fun as I did listening in. Shoutouts go to Michonne Spina for keeping Father Brian well-fed and happy. Also to this month's Facebook group winner, Sherry Anderson Salgado. Look us up on Facebook, The PA Podcast. Give us a like. And at our website, thepapodcast.com. For Father Brian, Travis Cassidy, Brian Sontag, and myself, have a great day. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.